Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. We're continuing with the subject called Kingdom Thinking and Not Single Thinking, and we're doing part four from a seven-part series. The topic today is called The Ministry of John the Baptist. We're talking here about John the Baptist and his prophecy, Luke chapter 1, verses 78 and verses 67 to 80, Zechariah's prophecy. In verse 76, a new child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. From the very beginning of John's entire life and ministry on the earth, from his birth until his death, was to serve God and his kingdom, that is God's kingdom, to prepare the way for Jesus, who would establish the Father's kingdom in the hearts of men as well as here on the earth. John the Baptist prepares the way. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, and verses 13 to 14. Verse 1. In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me?" John knew what his ministry on the earth was and what his part of the plan of God, and then he fulfilled it. In Luke chapter 7, verse 28, we see Jesus speaking, "For I say to you, among those born of a woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." The Bible also says, or the Word of God says, in John chapter 3, verse 30, "He must increase, but I must decrease." This is John the Baptist talking. John the Baptist is saying, "Christ must increase as I decrease." In the ministry of John the Baptist, he was primarily there to prepare the way for the Lord, for Christ Jesus. He knew his job and he fulfilled it. He did not try to build his own ministry on the earth or his own kingdom on the earth. He knew specifically that he was to prepare the way for the Lord. But he also knew that there would come a time when he would have to decrease so Christ could increase. This is what we need to see in the body of Christ today also, is men and women of God stepping out of the way at the right time to let other people come up, particularly the young people. We need to think, how can I increase that person in ministry? Quite often, as ministers of the gospel, we come to a point where we say, how can I lift you up to a higher level with my experience and my understanding and qualifications in the Lord? Let us now go to the ministry of Jesus. We go to John chapter 6, verse 38. And Jesus said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me." In John chapter 5, verse 30, "I can of myself do nothing," Jesus says. "As I hear, I judge. My judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me." Jesus' ministry was based purely on what his Father wanted from the very beginning of his life to the very end of his life here on the earth. Jesus knew that he had to fulfill his part of God's plan to establish the kingdom of heaven, so his thinking was always kingdom-minded or kingdom-thinking. Wherever he went, he did the will of the God and got the results empowered by his Father. We see this in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We see here in both of these ministries, John the Baptist and of Christ Jesus himself, they did the will of the Father. They were not concerned about their will or about their ministries. They were concerned about establishing the kingdom of God here on the earth and in the hearts of men and women. Thank you for being with me today. I've hoped you've really enjoyed this part. It's a bit of an eye-opener, I believe, to have people to understand more about kingdom thinking than single thinking. Thank you and God bless.